This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. I'm Judge Stephan. To add some brilliance to your day, I have enlisted the services of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, along with Kara Schillen, to get you on track. If you're off track, you're pursuing your goals, but you know you're not sure. You have goals to keep your health up, right? Keep your finances up, keep your career up, keep your family in.
I just want to stay upright. Is that okay?
Really? That's it, huh? All right, listen to this. A deer showed up with apparent disdain for stuffed animals. This is from Dublin, Georgia, where a taxidermist shop was broken into by a deer. The deer, the guy who owns it said, "Please don't say the deer was out for revenge. That's what everybody is telling me." The taxidermist's name is Tim Knight, owner of Knight's Wildlife Studio. No one was in the shop at the time. There are a lot of deer in there being mounted for hunter's trophies, which I think is a crude, horrible thing. Anyway, anybody who loves animals thinks that that's really gross. Mm. But anyway, it was very interesting because this deer broke through the plate glass window in the front of the store, went into the showroom, and then just made a mess of the place. In there, 30 seconds, the guy who owned it said broke all of his glass cases, ruined most of the things that he was working on in the showroom. Apparently, the deer was traumatized and ran outside. And by that time, people realized what was going on. So the police came and they tranquilized the deer and treated it for cuts and bruises and that sort of thing. But I thought, you talk about revenge and how sweet it is. It can be, right? Is that too negative? Do you ever feel like, have you ever in your life, Jennifer, felt like you wanted to have your way, some kind of revenge?
My revenge? Well, I think everybody always goes, oh, that would be great. But no one's really, I would never be serious about revenge.
You wouldn't?
No.
You've never done it. Well, you're too nice. You wouldn't do that.
Oh, I know. I hate when people say that.
All right. So, well, Victoria, can you want to show Jennifer up
yes,
on this
I
one?
Want revenge.
No, I that's that kind of goes against pretty much everything I believe in. Yeah.
Well,
so,
the Quaker belief would not. It's not my spiritual wheelhouse, but I know a lot of people who do spend a lot of time trying to get even, and it doesn't do it, honestly. It's not worth it.
I would imagine that maybe the planning of it might be more fun than
maybe
actually the result.
Yeah, I think we've all thought about that one. I'd like to dip that guy in honey and spray him the bees.
See, she does have a dark side. I would never think of that.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer, you've got to have a dark side.
Oh, are you kidding?
Good.
Yeah. No.
So there's a survey out today asking you how old you would like to live to be. Jennifer? Mm. How old do you think would be ideal for you?
I'd love to make it to my 90s. I'd love to just, you know what, here's the thing. I don't want to extend something that isn't working anymore, but I'd love to live as long as I am happy and with it and coherent and not a burden on my family. I would love that.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Victoria?
I've never thought about this question, honestly. I'd love to be able to say, you know, in the early 90s, because that seems to, you know, people seem to be living longer. And, you know, you look at people in their 70s now. I'm obsessed with Grace and Frankie on Netflix. They're both almost 80. Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda.
In real life.
in real life. I mean, yeah. And you know, they're playing 70, but they're both 78 and 79 or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't imagine them not being here in 10 years, looking and acting the way that they do now. So I would say it would be amazing to be into your 90s and like Betty White and still have all your faculties.
And still be able to use them for good under the circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, this particular review of whether the question in the survey was, would you like to live to be 100? And the average American, or at least the people responding to this, suggested they'd rather call it quits at 91. 1 in 4 Americans hopes to reach the age of 100. I fully expect that I will. And I would think, depending on how you live, you'll be able to get there. The findings are very interesting, though, when it comes to what you think you're going to do and what you will have accomplished if you get to be 100. There's an item floating around on Facebook about people and how they live their lives. You can live your life, that is, show up, but are you really living your life? Are you living your life to the fullest? Are you doing the things, you know, when people get to the end of their life, whether it's 91 or 100 or whatever, people, if you ask them and try to focus in on what they did that was good or what they liked about their lives, more often than not, they'll tell you what they didn't like or what they thought they missed or what they didn't do enough of. And maybe that's just living under the circumstances. And everybody's got a different way of describing the way they live or, you know, do you like it? I've been criticized through my whole life as to how I've lived my life by people who don't know me. I am very fortunate. I've been very thankful to live my life pretty much the way I wanted to live it. I created the stuff. It hasn't always been pleasant. It hasn't always been it's been a struggle, but I have lived my life and created in my life pretty much what I wanted. There have been a few exceptions to that, but
why would how could someone criticize that? I don't understand.
Well, because I work all the time. I work a lot.
Oh, okay.
And but I enjoy what I'm doing with my time. Do I spend enough time now? Did I always spend enough time with my children? Nah, I didn't. Have I spent enough time with people that I love who would be my partners? No, I haven't. And that sort of thing, under the circumstances, sometimes comes back to bite you in the butt. But
don't you feel like you're better about that now? I mean, just in the year that I've known you, I think that you have a very big emphasis on personal relationships and spending time with your grandson and your kids and people in your life, friends and loved ones. I think that maybe you just have more of a focus on that now.
I think I do. I think, yes, I think I have decided.
You're enjoying Miles more than you ever have,
I mean, he's a fabulous human being. He really is. And I'm so proud of the way my daughter is raising him and the input that my son has. And does it sound like it's an ideal situation? Well, it depends on how you would describe an ideal situation. I would like to have more on my side, the time and places, and I'm going to work more toward having that because I really want to have a relationship. And there's a selfish side to it, actually, because I love when I walk in the room and he lights up like a light bulb. The other day I walked into the house, and he looked at me and he screamed, and Gramps! And he runs out. He was in his room and he runs out into the living room and he points to his room and grabs my hand and brings me in and he set up his train set. And I said, you want me to sit in the chair? And he said, no. I said, you want me to sit on the floor? He said, no. I said, where do you want me to be? He says, go out the room. He wants me to look from the other side of the room. But it's just the character and the nuance of what he has going on in his life. And so you look at the possibilities that he has at the age of 2, and then you project it into, you know, what's he going to be like as a teenager or somebody, a young adult and growing older. And, you know, you just want to be a part of that. So that's part of, I think, when somebody asks, what have you not done with your life that you would like to do? That may be something that comes up. Traveling, I think, is important to see how other people live. But enjoying loved ones and people you just want to spend time with. There are pearls, if you will, of people. And if you are lucky enough to find them and be with them and spend time with them, but obviously it's got to be a two-way street. So anyway, the bottom line here of this study on age and how old do you want to be? It's sort of oxymoronic because I don't think people are preparing themselves particularly well. Look at the way in our, I've noticed this more. Where was I this past? I was in Salt Lake. Was it last week? I think it was last week. And I was with Jack Stockwell, who's a doctor. And we went into a restaurant, and I couldn't believe, you know, what you see in the husbands and the wives and the family, the size of the kids. And I find myself concerned, not any of my business, but you would wonder why people aren't taking better care of their children and the things they feed them, where they go, and that sort of stuff. So anyway, it's all food for thought stuff. And I thought you'd like to know what the results were of this survey. In a moment, we check what's going on in television. Jenner is going to bring us up to date on what the big things are for tonight on TV.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get unbeatable deals on more than 40 million square feet of beautiful top quality floors, like 5-inch wide prefinished gunstock oak for just $149, and more than 230 other styles of prefinished hardwood up to 26% off. 55 styles of North American and European laminate up to 28% off. Get 10% off distressed Virginia Millworks hardwood and all Avella wood look tile, plus more from 59 cents and special financing. The end of quarter clearance sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's see what's going on. World of Television. Weekend update from Saturday Night Live getting its own show this summer. On Saturday night at 10, they run reruns of Saturday Night Live from years past, but supposedly you're going to get a half-hour episodic adventure on August the 10th. I'm so out of it when it comes to SNL. Anybody watch these two people, Michael Che, is it, and Colin Jost?
Mm-hmm.
Are they good?
They're kind of funny. They have chemistry. They're kind of, you know, the male version of Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, I think.
Yeah.
It took a while for them to get into, sort of sink into the role, but now that they're there, I think they're pretty good.
Really? Okay. What do we think about Fox pulling Andrew Napolitano off the air after his report?
Well, I think he made a pretty big claim.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I don't know if he didn't have evidence to back it up or if he wasn't able to provide the evidence, but Fox put him on the bench until, not the judge's bench, but just the bench until this.
He said he had three intelligence sources who said Obama went outside the chain of command to watch Trump. And that
he said he's the one that brought up the idea of Obama going to the Brits and asking the Brits to spy because the Brits don't need a FISA warrant.
Right. Yeah. And so Shepard Smith went on, we don't have any news about that. We don't know what the hell we're talking about. Or they're talking about. Anyway, all right, so Jen, what do we have? Anybody watch anything really good last night?
Ooh, yes, I did. I started a new show called Trial and Error. It's a new comedy on NBC with John Lithgow.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love it. So good.
I've been watching that, too. There's four episodes out right now, and it's really funny.
Yeah.
All right, so Jen, what do we have for tonight that looks good?
For tonight, Empire. If you're a fan of Empire, it's back. It returns to Fox, so that's brand new at 9. Law & Order Special Victims Unit is live at 9. Designated Survivor, I know we love that one, is back at 10. And this time, an investigative journalist shocks the White House when he reveals classified information during a press briefing. Sound familiar? Like maybe it could be plucked from the headlines. Also, if your comedy's more your thing, you've got a new Modern Family tonight. Blackish is new also on ABC. That starts at 8 o'clock.
There's a new Naked People all the time reality show coming to Bravo. How are they going to do it? Participants strip down their lives and their bodies to the bare minimum. That's what we need. Something like that. 21 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Into the Christmas season, coming up to 24 past the hour, music time in this hour, and our spotlight is on Mariah Carey and this famous Christmas song that we all love, Crank It Up, Cara. All I can think of is that little kid in the movie Love Actually, who's singing this, or the girl, actually, the little girl is singing on the stage, and singing to the kid that's Liam Neeson's charge.
He was so cute, the little drummer.
Yeah. So, there are two things around this. The producers of Love Actually are redoing it with most of the cast members, and this song, I'm sure, shows up in it again, but... they're also going to make this melody into a motion picture of its own. The song is going to be made into an animated holiday film, according to Mariah Carey. There was a book, apparently, that came out about a girl who wanted a puppy for Christmas in 2015. And so the idea is to build this around that story, apparently. Do I have that right?
It seems like it. I mean, that's... I don't know what this story will be for the animated one, but, you know, I mean, it's an interesting idea.
It's something they ought to put out. I mean, there's so much stuff going to DVD now. We'll talk to Chucker about this, but this ought to be something that goes into the theaters. People love to see things like this. I would have thought, anyway.
Yeah.
I'd kind of like to see it.
Yeah, I think I'd see it. Do you know of any other movies that are based on songs besides... Is Yellow Submarine based on a song, or is the song based on the movie?
No, it was the other way around. The song created the movie. We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine.
That's a good call, though, Kara. Yeah, that's the only other example I can think of.
Yep. Well,
I think this would be a really nice It would be really nice to have a holiday movie that kids can see. Because I feel like, I don't know, maybe it was just this last holiday, but holiday movies are like drunken office parties and stuff. There's nothing for kids anymore.
Well,
you know, like all the animated movies that come out are not holiday specific. There aren't any Christmas movies for kids. It's all adult stuff. Madea's Christmas was a big Christmas hit this year.
Well,
because I think it's a terrible movie.
Yeah, but is there a fear?
But I think people wanted to see a movie about Christmas.
Okay, but is there a fear about doing movies like this that it will? They don't do it because it offends somebody. Well, we can't have a Christmas movie unless we have a Hanukkah movie. We can't have a Hanukkah movie unless we have a Ramadan movie. And
right.
So we don't. I mean, is it gotten to be that silly?
I mean, if the studios feel like, you know, yeah.
If Disney thinks they can make money
ridiculous.
Having a pin drop on the floor, they'll do it. So I can't imagine
right.
that they would steer away from things. But you just wonder, it gets so crazy at Christmas. People get nuts about this sort of stuff. It's Christmas, for God's sakes. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Are there other things going on? Yeah. So pay attention to them, all of them. And everybody gets their own time in the sun, if you will, or in the snow. I get put off by this discussion frequently where people don't want to do anything because they're afraid they'll offend somebody. You know what? So take a risk. What is life without a risk? How risky is it to wish somebody Merry Christmas and they not be
Merry Christmas.
Celebrating Christmas? So what? But
most people will tell you.
What kind of a person would be offended by that? And when
right.
you get down to brass tacks, come on. Those kind of people, you know, just have a nice day. If they say, well, I don't celebrate Christmas, then just look at them smiling and say, have a nice day then. That's
right.
28 past the hour. One-third of all employees say their company does nothing to help update their skills. How about you? Maybe this is time for some reflection if you have your own business. Here's Andy Solomon with more on this study.
Offering meaningful professional development ensures organizations can help employees grow in their current or projected roles. Ruth Valoria, Executive Dean, University of Phoenix School of Business, explains.
It's important for employers to make their workforce aware of professional development opportunities. A new survey conducted by Harris Poll for University of Phoenix found that over 90% of hiring managers say training and upskilling employees is critical to their organization's success.
Can offering professional development opportunities help to attract and retain talent?
The survey data shows employees prefer to work for organizations that offer growth potential and are willing to invest in them as business professionals. Fortunately, our industry-aligned and career-relevant professional development courses can help. Some popular courses include project management, data analytics, and managing conflict.
For more, go to phoenix.edu. Now you're in the know.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Stay forever young. Living on my sofa, drinking rum and cola underneath the rising sun. I could give a thousand reasons why, but you're going, and you know that all you have to do is...
Now 34 after the hour, the DJ V Experience. Doug Jenin, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here with Doug Stephan, Allison Sweeney, the television hostess, who's going to be with us in a few minutes to talk about spring cleaning. Spring is sprung, the grass is riz. I wonder where all the dirt is. You'll find that we're going to dig around in your house and see what needs to be done and why it needs to be done specifically at this time of year. We also have the food news coming up. I've tried to work through the roadmap here to get to some goals. One of the things that we've decided is to also present you with an opportunity every day. A special telephone line has been set aside. It's 800-282-2333 for you to answer a simple question, an opinion question. Do you believe you'll be better off in 2017, better off this year than you were last year, is the question. Yes, when you call that number, 800-282-2333, you press 1 for yes, you press 2 for no. And then you'll be given the chance to have access to some special offers that are kind of fun. So the question for this week, every week we'll have a different question. You can go to that line, 800-282-2333, and see what there is there for opportunity. I like that word, opportunity. Speaking of opportunities, those of you who are parents, you know what that opportunity is all about. And that sort of brought me around. I was looking at this, Victoria, the business about a roadmap and parenting not being a hit or miss proposition. You've probably seen the breakdown of the cost of raising a child. This is the first time, though, I've seen the rewards listed. This is a nice way to look at what it costs you to raise a child from the age when the child's born to the age of 18.
What is the amount? I have no idea.
$160,140 is the average amount spent in this country to raise a child from birth to the age of 18. I mean, think about sticker shock a little bit. It doesn't touch college tuition. You're going to send a child on to school after high school. The figure, when you think about what you could do, if you, okay, so what do you do with $160,000 if you don't have children? Maybe is one question. But this is, let's see what it breaks down to. $8,896 a year for a child, $741 a month, $171 a week, $24 a day, a dollar an hour. How about putting it into that perspective?
Wow.
Right? And what do you get for the $160,000? You get naming rights. First, middle, and last.
And that's, I'm assuming, a healthy kid, right? Like, that doesn't include if you've got medical expenses.
Right. No,
or...
No, it doesn't. Wow. I think that when we were talking about this, when we got me to think about this, we were talking about Miles, my grandson, a few minutes ago, and glimpses of, I look at him and I think of God, I think of spirit, I think of infinite intelligence, and that's what sort of gets me going when it comes to him. There's more love in my heart, and I can see it in my daughter as well, and my son, for this little child. You think you have, there's no limit. You know, it's kind of like abundance. If you have an understanding of the theory of abundance, there is no such, there's no limit on how much money you can have or you can make, because there's no limit to what there is out there. And I think that goes for love as well. There's no limit to how much love you can share or have for a being, whether it's a child or another adult. There's nothing. You may meter it because you don't feel that you want to give this person that much love, but when you see people who are so totally in love and so totally devoted to one another, and it doesn't seem like there is enough they can do for one another, it's not something you see every day, but I was reading a story last night as I was going to bed of a couple who had tired of each other and were going to get a divorce. And so they had taken each other for granted for years. The children left, and they were just bored with each other. So they all started doing their own thing, the two of them did. And so the husband said to the wife, I think we ought to have a divorce. And the wife was shocked because she'd been with this guy for 37 years. And she said, why don't we pay attention to each other, and in 90 days we revisit your request for a divorce.
So, good idea.
Over the 90 days, they focused on one another and the things they liked about each other and spending time with each other and what goals they had for their lives together. And they recognized that they had a lot in common and they were really quite happy. So on the 90th day, the lady said to her husband, you know, today's the 90th day. What are we going to do? He looked at her. He was reading his paper. He looked at her and said, what do you mean? She said, well, we were going to get divorced, and we said we'd wait 90 days. And he said, I wouldn't divorce you. I love you. I appreciate you. I'm happy to be with you. Because he'd focused on her, and right. She'd focused on him. And they forgot all of the great things that were going on with the two of them, between the two of them, and for each other. So that's what it takes sometimes to bring yourself back around to understanding the goodness of whatever relationship you may be in.
That was great for her. That was smart of her to say, let's give it 90 days, because then you know you want to squeeze in as much stuff as possible to try. So you take more of a chance, and you also know you're working against the clock. So that was smart.
Okay, it's Food News Time, brought to you by Tasty Lee Tomatoes for health Tasty Lee. For flavor, Tasty Lee. For freshness, Tasty Lee. It's Tasty, T-A-S-T-I, dash Lee, tomatoes. Go to their website, tastylee.com, and see what they have in terms of recipes, their packaging. I just got some more of the Tasty Lee tomatoes delivered to me here on the farm. You can get them delivered to you, or you can ask for them at your favorite grocery store. What you'll get is what Victoria says is taste and then health. But they taste.
I need to order more. I just finished my last one yesterday. They're so good.
And getting them in the mail is, I mean, they ship them to you and they package them so well that they maintain their taste level, which is what you want.
Yep.
So nothing better than a juicy, garden, fresh, Tasty Lee tomato. A snack with them. I eat them like an apple. Healthy recipes, all that stuff. Check it out. Tasty with an I, dash Lee.com. Tasty Lee tomatoes. Visit Tasty Lee.com. The focus today, for a moment, is on these the stuff that's going on with sweeteners. There is a sweetener called Amino Sweet. Have you heard of that, Victoria? Amino
Sweet.
No,
I haven't. Mm-mm.
Well, it is with that name, you get the idea that this is a non-saccharin sweetener from amino acids. However, it is not. It is, there are all kinds of dipeptides and molecules and things. This is an example of a company that takes a name, or they create an identity, and they kind of fool you because you think amino sweet. We all know amino acids are great for us, especially if you're working out a lot. You got to restore your body.
Mm-hmm.
But this stuff is nothing more than really aspartame with a different name. It was introduced in Europe, and I think that it was disapproved, and researchers finding that this stuff is a possible carcinogen. Ergo, the controversy surrounding the safety of this substance should be foremost. Aspartame's horrible. Most people know that. But if you're fooled by something called Amino Sweet, if you see that product, stay far away from it. All right? The word to the wise is sufficient. Give us 60 seconds, and we'll find Allison Sweeney. We're going to talk about cleaning up your home for your good health. That's next here on the DJV Experience.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down Yeti's face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-stick technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, let's move into the cleanup zone with somebody who's not a stranger probably to any of you. Allison Sweeney is a successful actress, television host. The Biggest Loser comes to mind. You probably don't remember this, but you and I met, Allison, at a party that Bill Shatner has every year for his wife's horse. Well, it's built around horses, but there's so many people there that are very interested. This is very nice and sweet. You are as sweet as you seem.
Oh, thank you so much. What a nice thing to say.
Well, I think that
and
you
I
are.
Love...
That's the way you come across. Go ahead. Excuse me.
Well, I love horses. I love that we met at that event. Bill Shatner does a great job every year, and it's a wonderful charity. So it was fun to meet you there.
Yeah. So let's talk about what somebody who's busy like you does in the springtime. We all think about spring cleaning, but I don't know that we always think about why we ought to do spring cleaning. What's your philosophy
here? Spring cleaning, right? It's a catchphrase. It's something everyone sort of knows and maybe thinks about cleaning out their closets or changing from winter to summer wardrobe or whatever, but there's a lot of ways that we can, you know, use spring as an opportunity to clean house. And for me, that means everything from, you know, cleaning out your refrigerator and getting some healthy, great fruits and vegetables in there so that you're getting your body ready for your summer bathing suit body, or, you know, just shaking up, you know, getting rid of those maybe comfort foods that are so delicious in the wintertime. For me, spring is also about taking care of your health, you know, from making sure you have plenty of sunscreen for the bright sun to come, and, you know, twice a day making sure that you use Truly Radiant toothpaste from Arm & Hammer that uses, like, this gentle baking soda that I know makes my smile clean and strong and bright. Making sure that you moisturize right after you brush your teeth. You got to moisturize your hands and your face. Make sure you're taking care of your skin. Making sure you're drinking lots of water. There's a lot of different things that you, it's an opportunity to just remind yourself to take care of yourself.
So under the circumstances, when we think of spring cleaning, this is why this is good to have this focus in you here. Because when we think of spring cleaning, we think about our house or our office,
right,
or our barn, or whatever it is. We think about things. We don't think about ourselves.
That's right. Exactly. And it's really important to take care of yourself the same way, and your family, right? The same way that you would your property or your car or what, or all those other things that sort of have alerts that tell you, you know, I need an oil change. Well, you know, you need to take care of yourself the same way. And you want to set good habits for me. You know, I'm a mother of two young children, and it's just as important for me to establish good eating habits for myself as it is for me to make sure that my kids see that my husband and I are, you know, brushing our teeth twice a day and taking care of our skin and our making sure we put sunscreen on. You know, we want to set those good examples.
Plus, there are things around your house, to sort of dig into this a little bit. The house needs to be cleaned so that you can be clean. There's a lot of stuff that collects dust and things. You don't want that. Be breathing all that stuff. You open up all the windows and blows the dust all around. Those sorts of things.
Yeah. A lot of times allergies come from that. You know, a lot of times it can affect your skin. It can get, those are the kind of things that give you headaches and you sort of don't know why. And absolutely. I mean, cleanliness is a really big part of taking care of yourself and the space around you.
How about things to eat? And I'm guessing that you're probably very active at home in the kitchen. What changes in eating habits in the spring?
Yeah, I think it's really important to stick with local fresh ingredients. So you want to eat seasonally. For the spring, it's you kind of want to clean out that fridge and get rid of those winter vegetables and move on to more summer and spring vegetables like zucchini and squash and carrots and the wonderful fresh berries and fruit that are available this time of year, and make sure that, again, it's sort of the opportunity. Spring is a wonderful opportunity for those great salads, and I'm a big fan. You mentioned tomatoes earlier. I'm a big fan of gazpacho and tomatoes and salads and really using all those fresh vegetables. So,
well, you've been doing some stuff for the Food Network. What else is going on with you? What's the latest on movies and acting and things for you?
My character in the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries mystery that'll be on this Sunday night is a baker. She loves to bake cookies. She has a bakery, and she solves murders. So it's called Murder, She Baked. This one's titled Just Desserts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful murder mystery for the whole family on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. And it's just a charming story about a woman who's a very clever baker and maybe a bit too nosy.
Sweet.
About the goings-on in town, and she just determined to solve the mystery.
So that's this Sunday on the Hallmark channel. Thank you. And the book, latest book that Allison has written is called Opportunity Knocks. Allison Sweeney here with us and DJV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Chucker's wife from the movie Walk the Line. Crank this up. I want to hear how she sounds, Karen. Look at that. Ah. There you go.
You're sounding good tonight, Karen. Real tight.
Oh, thanks.
I want some chili fries.
Oh, no, that's...
What she's been in the spotlight since you and me was biting ankles.
Another set from the movie, Walk the Line.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You can pull it out. It's Reese Witherspoon's birthday today.
Reese Witherspoon, very clever. She played Johnny Cash's wife in that movie, wasn't it? Joaquin Phoenix was Johnny Cash, I think, right? In that movie, do I remember that correctly?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they won both. I think they both won Oscars. She won an Oscar for best actress. He won an Oscar for best actor. It's interesting because she's really talented, but sort of been more low-key since winning that Oscar for Walk the Line, which is now over 10 years old. He's currently on the HBO show Big Little Lies, which is drawing about 1.7 million viewers a week, which is a hit for the pay cable network.
Yeah, right.
It's a good show.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that was good. So what about, it's her birthday, are there any more stories? Johnny Cash had such a fabulous and interesting life. I would think it would be good fodder for more movies. Anything going
on? Well, that was a good movie, and they were both really good in that film. She also was in that comedy with Sophia Lagara last summer that bombed at the box office. But I like her. She's very talented.
Yeah. I don't remember that. What was the name of the movie last summer that she was in?
I don't remember. Somebody's got a
bad cop kind of duo movie.
Yeah. Oh, yes, like right. Oh, yeah, it was silly. Yeah. One of those buddy Cub.
Yep.
It was really
right.
just plain silly. Okay. Tucker, who's not just plain silly, he's just plain smart, knows what's going on in the world of DVDs and video and movies and that sort of thing, has movie news for us right after these words.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need, a print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow, now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Evensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a traditional bank loan can be a hassle. Now there's another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate. Your loan through Avant could be approved in minutes. Now get a $50 Amazon gift card from Avant when your first installment is made on time. Check your rates risk-free. Go to Avant.com and enter promo code 9090 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 9090. Loans are made by WebBank. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for detail.
All right, 57 past the hour. Chuck, what do we have for movie news today?
Head of Disney says there will be no Beauty and the Beast sequel, but a prequel or spinoff could certainly happen. You know, after watching the film, I liked it a lot, but I can't see a prequel. I'm sure there's a lot of opportunities for a spinoff, but when a movie makes $400 million in a weekend worldwide, they're going to do something else with the property. No doubt about that. Ivan Reitman, the original director and producer of Ghostbusters, says in an interview there's multiple Ghostbusters films in the works over at Universal. I believe he's mostly talking about animated Ghostbuster properties, but even though the female-oriented Ghostbusters with Melissa McCarthy and Kate McKinnon didn't do as well as the studio wanted to at the box office last summer, I like that film a lot. There are going to be more Ghostbusters, I think, certainly down the line. What form that'll take is yet to be determined. And this is interesting, Doug. On September 22nd, there's a movie coming out titled Battle of the Sexes. Is going to star Steve Carell as Bobby Riggs and Emma Stone as Billie Jean King and chronicle their famous Battle of the Sexes tennis match back in 1973. I think it's going to be a really good, really interesting.
Emma Stone playing that role. Emma Stone looks like a waif. She didn't look like a good wind to blow her away. Martina Navratilova is a tough,
Victoria and Carrie ain't going to remember this, but remember Bobby Riggs did that episode of The Odd Couple with Tony Randall back in the 70s, one of the best episodes of that great
that
sitcom.
One.
Yeah, I love that.
But I think that's very bad casting. I mean, if they put maybe, Serena Williams in there, somebody, but that to put that woman in there gives that story no credibility at all. That's my thinking about it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.